A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 20th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stove.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the appointment of President Robert Mugabe as the United Nations World Health Organization Goodwill Ambassador for Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live 2 goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome our radio to TV viewers across the world. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the appointment of President Robert Mugabe as the WHO Goodwill Ambassador for Africa.
The United Nations is now facing criticism after naming Mr. Mugabe as a Goodwill Ambassador to promote health issues, despite the country's dire health crisis under his rule. In this role, President Robert Mugabe will tackle non-communicable diseases such as heart attacks, strokes, and asthma, among others, across Africa. The WHO Director General made the announcement in Uruguay and said he was honored to announce that President Robert Mugabe has agreed to serve as a Goodwill Ambassador on NCDCs for Africa.
The ZANU-PF Leaning Herald newspaper reported today the story under the headline "New Feather in Cap in President's Cap." But Mr. Mugabe's critics slammed the appointment, saying Mr. Mugabe has presided over the collapse of the health sector in Zimbabwe.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on our VOA Facebook pages, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So follow us right now so that we can be, exchanging views on this platform.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tirauti tinge tichitaura nezve kudomwa kwa vamugabe semo nyarikani pa zvirwere zvisinga kwanise kutapuriranwa zvakaita se asma nezvimwe zvinonzi zvirikuraya vanhu vakawanda pasi rose. Vamugabe ndo vanenge vachimirira vari kuAfrica. Asi kudomwa kwao kwaunza kusawirirana. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa vamugabe mitemo yavo kana kuti magwaro avano tora, ma policies avo anoratidza kuti munhu ane chido kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichifamba munyaya dzezveutano. Asi vamwe vanoti aiwa apa vanenge varesva veWHO, nekuti ivo vamugabe chaiwo vanonzi havatomborapwe kuZimbabwe kwacho, vanoenda kuSingapore ivo nemhuri yavo kana vachinge varwara. Nekudaro vanhu vari kuti ivo kuZimbabwe kusina kana piridzi remusoro kunogonzi munhu ariko ndiye angamirire WHO, zvinenge zvaita sei? Gibbs,
we are told that we've got our first guest, that is Dr. Joshua Spanda. He's a medical practitioner based in Johannesburg. They say he'll give us exactly 5 minutes. He has to rush somewhere. So, Dr. Spanda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you so much. Maybe Blessing will host. We will actually pose the first question.
Dr. Asbanda, how significant is this appointment of President Robert Mugabe as the Goodwill Ambassador for Africa on these issues to do with non-communicable diseases?
I think what's important is to realize the fact that the non-communicable diseases include conditions like high blood pressure, mm-hmm. the big four, diabetes, mm-hmm. Asthma, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. and what we call chronic obstructive lung disease. Mm-hmm. And these conditions, including many other ones, but those are the big, pretty much four or five big ones. Mm-hmm. So in terms of significance, it is significance. It gives a lot of significance to the Zimbabwean population because it puts us on the spotlight in terms of our, being known by the international community. Because if a leader, the head of state, is put on such a program to be an ambassador of it, it does put the country on the spotlight. And in my opinion, it would be to some extent fitting for the incumbent president to actually represent because he has impeccable health for a gentleman of his age. Mm-hmm. If you look at those conditions, those are the conditions that are being tried to be addressed at that level. So you would like probably somebody who has stood the test of time, and it is pretty evident that President Robert Mugabe has done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, masingakhuluma ngesintu ke Baba Sibanda, Dokotela, ubona ngazani ke kuqatheke kanganani kunoko sokwenzakele njalo nxa sikhuluma ngemkhuhlane leyi sikhuluma ngemkhuhlane iphi yangkhona njalo ivame kanganani ekwele Zimbabwe.
Imikhuhlane leyi yimikhuhlane esingathi yimikhuhlane ye-lifestyle kumbe yendlela abantu abaphila ngayo esingathi thina iyagoqelwa nje ithiwe yi-metabolic syndrome. Imikhuhlane ehambelana lokuthi abantu badla into ezinjani, baziphatha njani, bayagijima noma bagijima, baya-exercise kumbe bahlala behlele ezimoteni nje bengenzi lutho, becina siba lesisindo esikhulu le mzimba emikhulu ehugazene lezi zifo. Kube sekusiba nezinye futhi izifo zokufuba ezinjengama-asma nezinye ezicishe zifane ne-asma ezesifuba ezibizwa ngo-COPD ezivezwa ikubhema lokusebenzisa izinto eziyintuthu ezingamosha amaphaphu. So ziyizifo esingathi thina zingaba le ndlela yokuthi zihlasele noma uphi umuntu okuphi, kodwa ke futhi izifo zakhona ziyalungiseka ngokutshintsha kwendlela umuntu aziphatha ngayo kumbe aphila ngayo.
Ye, kodwa abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kukhanya sebe le zifo lezi kwenziwa kuyindoda.
Izifo lezi nje zona ngathi umhlaba wonke kugoqela iZimbabwe njengoba nje iphakathi komhlaba ziyakhuphuka yonke indawo ngoba indlela abantu sebephila ngayo ungathi sebetshintshile kakhulu indlela yemandulo yokudla lokhana esingathi thina akwenza umuntu akhuluphale kakhulu abe lo mzimba omkhulu and ngokunjalo zonke izizwe zomhlaba ziya ngokuguquka ngokuthola ukudla okulula ama-fast foods lawa aphekwayo kusetshenziswa amafutha and zonke lezi nto lezo ziyenza ukuthi umuntu ecine esesiba sengozini engcuphekeni yokuthi aphathwe yizo zenalezi zifo and because of that njengoba umhlaba wonke nje utshintsha ungena enguqukweni esithina indlela zanamhlanje ukudla kwakhona kuyenza ukuthi umhlaba ngokugcina usunjalo labantu bezimbabwe ngokunjalo basengozini yokuthi bewuthole leyo mkhuhlane nezifo.
Mm-hmm. So what the doctor is saying that people have actually changed the way they eat and all those things actually causing some of these diseases. So he says it's just a reflection of what you eat or your habits in terms of jogging and all those kind of things. He says some people don't even exercise and end up having a lot of weight, so which becomes problematic. And he says maybe people need to shift that kind of thing.
Yeah. Of course, in the whole world, these diseases have actually claimed more than 36 million lives. So it's not a joke. So each year, 36 million people are dying. So this is why it is very significant. But Dr. Sibanda, some are not happy with this appointment. AFP, for example, is quoting Ian Levine, who is the program director at Human Rights Watch, is saying, and I quote, given Mr. Mugabe's appalling human rights record, calling him a goodwill ambassador for anything embarrasses WHO. What is your response to that?
In my opinion, all appointments may not necessarily satisfy everyone. Mm-hmm. But when you are making an appointment, I believe that you use certain criteria and credentials. You may not purportedly fulfill all the criterion, but he probably does fulfill other criterion.
Mm-hmm. And maybe in English, I know you did talk about this in Ndebele. How can people prevent these diseases? We are talking about asthma, BP, and other non-communicable diseases. It's a big problem in Zimbabwe.
These are diseases of a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So people should revert to a lifestyle of doing physical activity. Mm-hmm. During weekends, they should work in their gardens. Mm-hmm. They should try and not underutilize their bodies, because they make that makes their bodies to be weak and vulnerable to these illnesses. Mm-hmm. And the weight gain, people should exercise, and people should have access to public health facilities. Mm-hmm. Where there's teaching of these things. So they should attend public health workshops where these things are explained at length and elaborated as to how you can actually prevent them, because the hallmark to these conditions is in prevention rather than attempting to cure. When you attempt to cure, you end up taking the entire budget of health and putting it on these issues. And yet, if you thrust in prevention by public awareness programs, mm-hmm. number one, and educating people about changing their lifestyles in general, including avoidance of smoking, mm-hmm. Not gaining too much weight, mm-hmm. Avoiding excessive expenditure and stresses that fuel high blood pressure, diabetes, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps my last question, since you said you are rushing somewhere, doctor. So these kind of diseases actually attract some expenses whenever you try to, you know, go to doctors and all those kind of practitioners. So how best can people be cured, you know, or maybe attend some hospitals at a lower cost?
The important thing is for them to be diagnosed early. Mm-hmm. So people should attend regular checkups. And if they're diagnosed early, their complications, the natural history of the condition tends to be manageable. And with less complications, there's less hospital visits, and therefore there's less burden on the budget of health. And secondly, people should be compliant. If somebody is diagnosed as diabetic, because some of them have got a genetic component, they should be compliant. This thing depends entirely on the person understanding the nature of his condition and exerting himself and working in unison with the medical practitioner. And of course, a public health policy and availability of facilities to facilitate that at the government level.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda.
Thank you so much to and your listeners.
Thank you, Siyabonga.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Dr. Asbanda had a prior engagement, mm-hmm. but of course, we did manage to utilize him for those minutes. And now, zvataurwa naDr. Asbanda pakuti vanhu vasarware nezvirwere zvakaita sana BP, zvakaita sana diabetes, inyaya yekuti vanhu vanofanira kupota kazhinji. Zvinokurudzirwa kuti kamwe chete pagore, nyangwe usiri kurwara, uenda kuyatinoti check up kuna ana chiremba kuti umbovhenekwe, vanotora ropa rako woona kuti hauna here zvimwe zvirwere izvi. Zvari kutaurawo kuti zvakakosha kuti munhu usangogare usaite muviri wakakurisa. Unofanira kupota uchigwinyisa muviri wako, uchiitawo tuma exercise pa weekend, uchidiga-digawo mugarden umu, uchiitawo mamwe mabasa. Kufamba kwakakosha, uchimbofamba-fambawo. Zvakakosha izvozvo kuti udzivirire kupararira kwezvirwere izvozvo. Asi vachiti zvinoda kuti munhu akurumidze kuenda kuchipatara, nekuti ukanonoka ndo panozouya matambudziko akati wandei. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest. That is a political analyst, Mr. Joy Mabenge. He works with Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition and is based in South Africa. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Gibbs. And, of course, good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, we understand that the WHO has actually met President Robert Mugabe to ambassador to that kind of position where he's going to be an ambassador, you know, for non-communicable diseases in Africa. So now, what's the significance of that kind of a move?
Well, thanks a lot, Gibbs. It's very good that you had a medical doctor as one of your, if not your first guest. So
yes,
that is good because I'm spared the agony of explaining what non-communicable diseases are.
And the medical jargon.
the medical jargon. So I'll speak to what I know best, which is giving political interpretation to this appointment. So number one, let's all agree that a goodwill ambassador is somebody that is appointed on the basis of notability. Mm-hmm. He or she must be somebody of note in society within or across borders.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no doubt. There is no doubt. And I'm going to start from there. There is no doubt that President Mugabe is a person of note in Africa, from a positive and a negative point of view. So for the WHO to have done this, I am sure they probably know something about him in Africa that we also all know. But I don't want to dwell on that point a lot because that is a political connotation to a goodwill ambassador. Now, the most important thing that we must all understand is that a goodwill ambassador also must be related to the issue that they are being appointed on. Mm-hmm. Now, here comes the problem, and I will state about two or three challenges that we have. The first point that I want to make here is admit first and foremost that non-communicable diseases are a challenge in Africa as they are a challenge elsewhere in the world. And then number two, come to a point where I want to say that I want to agree that the state of Africa's public health system across nations is a serious challenge. Now, let me come to Mr. Mugabe himself. Mr. Mugabe hardly uses his own public health system in Zimbabwe. Each time he has a very small problem, even a little rash, cataract or anything of that note, he flies out to Singapore, he flies out to those countries. Now, Zimbabwe actually runs a referral system for many of these non-communicable diseases. A referral system that says go to South Africa, but mainly go to India and some of these countries. Now, this tells you that Mr. Mugabe cannot be an ambassador, a goodwill ambassador for the WHO, on non-communicable diseases if his own health system in Zimbabwe is in a sorry state, if his own health system, which he has presided over in Zimbabwe, is collapsing and keeps on collapsing, not only on non-communicable diseases, but on all other health-related issues, including communicable diseases. Who doesn't know that even cholera itself hit us so hard in 2007, 2008, that we lost more than 4,000 people in Zimbabwe? Who doesn't know that? Now, to say that Mr. Mugabe himself, presiding over a collapsing health system, can be the goodwill ambassador on non-communicable diseases in Africa, so that he also goes to other African countries and talk for him to talk about these issues is a joke. It's a serious joke, and I do not actually understand how Mr. Mugabe arrived at being appointed. But I suspect that it is possible that Mr. Mugabe was the only senior or was the only African president present, therefore he had to be honored, or someone had to be honored, and on the basis of presence, it ended up with him. So I don't really think that he deserves to actually run this. And let's also be realistic. Mr. Mugabe is a tired old man. He's a tired old man who is also showing all signs of being tired, but all signs of slowing down. Now, goodwill ambassadors must not speak from their chairs. Goodwill ambassadors on these matters must be seen roving around Africa, going to public hospitals, speaking about these issues, you know, communicating with people. That's what goodwill ambassadors do. Now I don't understand how Mr. Mugabe, who cannot traverse the length and breadth of his own country, will be able to traverse the length and breadth of the entire continent for him to be able to be talking about these issues. Worse still, Mr. Mugabe has a raft of political and economic issues in his own backyard that he must be concentrating on. So these accolades, unless they are saying that they've accorded this to President Mugabe in order for him to then ask somebody else from his own system to assist him with this, we would not know. So let me pause there and just repeat that I am a bit puzzled how and why the World Health Organization would confer such an important role to a man who has failed to preside over his own health system in his own country, a man who is always going to Singapore and other countries to say, no, now talk about these issues in Africa. It's a joke.
Thank you so much.
Yes, lo baba ke uDumisani lapho secingweni. Baba Dumisani, kunjani?
Ephila umsakazi.
Ye, banjani abantwana?
Hayi, kancane, lanxa singekoduzi wabo besekhaya nasemazweni.
Ye, ungaphi khonapho?
NgiseGoli.
Ye, kunjani eGoli kodwa?
Hayi, khona lokho nje. Awufani nje ukuthi sibuyele kithi emakhaya kuduthiwo.
Ye, so ke sizwa kuthiwa ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe seyilokho kuthiwa yi-ambassador ukuthi abetshela abantu ngokuthi imikhuhlane enjengabo-diabetes, o-BP, lokunye uvele kuyini njalo kunganqabekelwa njani kuzwekazi le-Africa. Wena uthini ngakhonakho?
Mna njengoba abantu labantu kumbe ngithi umuntu lomuntu lembono yakhe ehlukeni lezanye abantu, ngicabanga ukuthi bona kuleyo livu yabo leyo, ngicabanga ukuthi bona babona elungile ukuthi ekhokhele leyo organization. Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi kukhona abakubonileyo kuye, babona ukuthi lo muntu ulali khona lokukhokhela leyo nhlanganiso.
Wena kodwa usitheni?
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi nje engaba lalo lekhokhele le nhlanganiso, lanxa sesele kukhokhela ibizwe lethu.
So ukutsho ngaliphi khonokho?
Ngoba ungakhangela isikhathi esiningi lapho ukwakukhokhela futhi i-African Union angithi. Ya, usho ukuthi bamthemba bona, bambona nje ukuthi umuntu loyo angakhoni ukukhokhela lokhu lalokhu. Lanxa ngebhadi nje sesileke ukukhokhela ilizwe lethu.
So ke kodwa uzakhokhela njani njengoba elizweni ngale kungani kunzima mfowethu?
Maybe ngabe babemzama maybe ngemali kumbe ngezinye izinto zokuhambisa, njengoba lapha ekhala ngokuthi ama-sanctions. Angicabangi ukuthi leyo nhlanganiso ngabe bezamnika ama-sanctions futhi. Angicabangi ukuthi bamnika ama-sanctions kuleyo organization. Ngicabanga ukuthi ama-sanctions laba unike yena kuphela yena izwi lakhe. Ngothi kuleyo organization.
So ukuthi asizakhulume ngama-sanctions kathesi ukuthi ambopha.
Njengoba vele kuyinto ehlala esemlonyeni wakhe, kungenzeka nje akuye khulume ngayo.
So ke nxa sikhuluma ngemkhuhlane leyi awo njengabo-BP, i-diabetes, into ezinjalo, wena ukubona njani? Kungani kuyamemetheka yini eZimbabwe le-Goli?
Hayi, imikhuhlane esikhona nje vele isikhona kwaleyo nsuku. Ma kungase sugar, diabetes, BP, leyo nje yizo imikhuhlane nje sikhona sigulwa ngumuntu wonke la.
Kwenziwa kwini kodwa?
Mna ngicabanga ukuthi ngabe kusenziwa imhlobo kumbe ngathini i-type yokudla lokhu esikudlayo.
Abantu badlani mnumzane?
Ngicabanga into ezinjengamafutha nje, into yabona ukudla kwakudala. Angikho mdala ke mina ngincane, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ukudla kwakudala nje akusafani nokudla lokhu sesikudla manje.
Khalasela izidlela nje.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kule mthela kuloko okwenza ukudla lokhu esikudlayo nje.
Ukuthi inkukhu iyakhuliswa within 2 weeks iyinkalakade?
2 weeks iyinkalakade. Manje lapha njengalapha eGoli kuwese ngoba 7 days isinkulu. Ekhaya kungcono ke ngoba yi-6 weeks.
Ye, mase sikhangela ke le nto lezo kuthiwa yi-check up, uya kudokotela. Wena uyakuhambe nje kudokotela akukhangela?
Ya mina ngi-checka njalo nje.
Ye, so akuduli kodwa?
Hayi, mina angikaze ngibhadalise uku-checka lezinto ezifana labo-BP, shukile notiva, angikaze ngibhadalise. Ngaze ngiqamba manga.
So hayi, siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ube le weekend enhle.
And then bengicela nje ukuthi ngike ngiphume nje kule topic kancane, maybe a minute uma ungamvumela.
Yeah, just less than a minute. Yeah, kube.
Okay, less than a minute. Mina bengicela ukubuza ukuthi la ama opposition party bona basithembisa ini ukuthi singabavotela bona sozobe yike lokho kwayenzwa umgabe ngalesa sikhathi ngama last election ukuthi engawini iposition njengalokho akakwenza. Kuyini abasithembisa khona ukuthi ingakwenza lokho abakwenza last time bona bazakwenzani? So ufuna besikhonvise lapho ukuthi sizokwazi ukubavotela futhi ngoba thina njengami mina ke ngi-opposition ngizovotela i-MTC vele. So ufuna bona bephume lapha eRejoini besitshele ukuthi bona kuyini abazakwenza nxa kuyukuthi umgabe kumbe i-ruling party le-ZANU PF ingayenza the same thing yayenza kuma-last election.
Hawu boni-ke asithi ke khonokho ngizakhuluma ngakho futhi la ngoMvulo ngizakudinga ukuthi sikhulume ngakho kakhulu nxa senza i-Facebook Live. Ngizakudinga sebenzi.
Ngajabula kakhulu.
Sibonge kakhulu Dumisani, ungadinelwa kusasa mnumzane.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Yeah. So according to Dumisani, you know, he says maybe the WHO saw something in Mr. Mugabe and they thought he had the right to actually be an ambassador for these kind of diseases. And he says, you know, he was once the African Union leader and he used to talk about sanctions. Maybe this time he won't talk a lot about sanctions, even though he may actually open his mouth and say something about that. So in terms of, you know, why people are getting sick these days, says people are eating a lot of food with fats, you know, and that food is sort of like junk food. There's no organic food and all those kind of things. And he says he regularly goes to a doctor and he pays nothing for a checkup. So he's encouraging people to do the same.
Of course, people are encouraged to eat a lot of chicken and also pork and less of beef, right? I know we really love our beef, but of course doctors recommend that you cut on that, eat fruits, vegetables, and also exercise. But Mr. Mabenge, talking about this appointment, Dr. Zibanda had an interesting view. He said that maybe Mr. Mugabe is 93. I mean, he says he looks fit for his age. And because of that, he is the perfect candidate. And he also talks about his exercise routines and that he eats healthy food and stuff like that. Would that not be maybe one of the reasons why he has been appointed the Goodwill Ambassador?
Well, I don't know. It's very difficult for me to say he looks fit for his age. Yeah, you know, a person who is fit for his age must also be alert. So very often he chooses to listen with his eyes closed. I don't know whether he will be sleeping or resting his eyes, but he literally shows signs of being a tired old man. Really, number one. Number two, I think Mr. Mugabe overuses medicines. Let me put it that way. That one little thing, each and every now and then, he is out in Singapore. Really, is it's actually, you know, I'm finding it difficult to talk about President Mugabe's health because I do not see him as a very fit person. I honestly do not see him as a very fit person. When he's in public spaces, in some instances, he also shows signs of, I don't want to call it dementia, but forgetting. I mean, you know, it must come as a full package. Let's not pick this, pick that, pick this, pick that. The long and short of this issue, really, in terms of analysis, would still mean that it should be less about the person of President Mugabe, whether he exercises or not. I've never seen him exercise. In fact, I know nothing about his daily routine for me to speak confidently about what he does with his private life. So this appointment must be less about him as a person. It must be this appointment must be about him and the country and the people that he leads. First and foremost, for one to really qualify and for one to be said to be fit for purpose, it must be him plus the environment within which he is coming from or the environment that he represents. Now, the environment that President Mugabe represents is at cross purposes with the responsibilities that has been bestowed upon him. Okay. It's a well known fact, Blessing. It's a well known fact, Gibbs, that our health system is collapsing. In fact, for a very, very long time, do you actually know that we did not have the right equipment to perform heart surgeries in Zimbabwe? Okay. It's only a year or 2 years ago that some so-called state-of-the-art equipment was purchased. And I think it was installed either at Barrenyatwa or at Harare Hospital. But for a very long time, it was not possible for anyone to undergo heart surgery in Zimbabwe. So the point I want to keep on making here is Zimbabwe as a country, which country Mr. Mugabe leads, so we cannot separate the person Mr. Mugabe and the country Zimbabwe. That country which he leads, on the basis of his leadership, must show signs of tackling and dealing with the matters that the WHO has bestowed upon him. There must be signs that Zimbabwe is dealing with non-communicable diseases. I have not seen them. I know they articulate them in terms of dealing with SDGs and a whole raft of things, but who doesn't know that we are nowhere near meeting those SDGs. So really the point that I want to keep on making is that on the basis of the system upon which he is presiding, President Mugabe is not fit for purpose in terms of executing this role.
Of course, it is reported that Mr. Mugabe told the WHO conference in Uruguay on Wednesday that Zimbabwe had developed a national policy on NCDs and that he had called for more funds for developing nations. Gibbs.
So I've got some people blessing before I go to this caller. People that are sending messages on Facebook. Uzobuya lomlevu ndlovu uti ngilibhekile bafowethu ngikhonapha eZambia eChambishi Champishi Mine. Kuzobuya ke lomleya Thumelo uti I'm watching you guys from Johannesburg, kwela South Africa. Kuzobuya njalo lomncedisi Mazinyane Ndlovu uti I'm watching you from Angola in Molange Province. Then uzobuya ke unqabeni ndaba yomkhonto Khumalo uti I'm watching with Octavia Ndlovu in South Africa endaweni okuthiwa iDelmas. Siyabonga kakhulu. Silobaba ke osicungweni lapha ngabe ngilobani? Sabona. Baba Philip kumbe kuPhilip kumbe kuFelix. Halo, mnumzana kona phe cingweni uyangizwa? Hey, kungani ucingo lwakho khona? Yeah, kungani ucingo lwakho khona uyahlupa Blessing. Yeah, so ungangcono sibuze. Kanye ngizani silobaba unare. Mr. Tabang Nare is a human rights activist. He is based in Dallas, Texas. Good evening, Mr. Nare.
Good evening, Mr. Dube and Mr. Zulu.
Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Nare, your take on this appointment on of President Robert Mugabe as the Goodwill Ambassador for Africa on non-communicable diseases. Is it a good thing or it is a bad thing for Zimbabwe?
I think the interesting developments that happen in the life of Zimbabwe that show at times that the world is not in touch with the reality that is happening in Zimbabwe. So this appointment of the president, I think, as a goodwill ambassador for non-communicable diseases is really not a thing that we need it right now, because we've got priorities in Zimbabwe that we are failing to address. But I think we need to understand that the Director General of WHO, Dr. Ghebreyesus, is the first African to be appointed as a Director General. And in terms of our, you know, South-South diplomacy, at times people facilitate these appointments. And also, I guess you need to realize that some of these conferences, not so many heads of states go and attend the conferences. So at times you get appointed because you're one of the few that attended. and then again that you speak well. So even though back home, we know there are lots of cancer patients who are having to go to South Africa for treatment, you know, because they can't afford treatment in Zimbabwe. We know, you know, all these diseases, you know, people don't get the quality health care. We also understand the president himself doesn't use Zimbabwean medical facilities. Most of the time he's in Singapore, Malaysia. So it's an oxymoron, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm. You know that here is someone who is not using African health systems, and in his country the citizens are not enjoying quality health care, and he's being appointed an ambassador. So if he had retired and he had the extra time, being a man of good, sober health habits, then it would have been appropriate for him to be appointed as an ambassador. But right now, this really derails, you know, the priorities back at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, ubuze ke umbuzo ngesintu lapho baba nari ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho ubona zani uzancedani uzanceda ngani umongameli khonapho xa sukhangeleke ukuthi abhotabhote kuzwekazi le-Africa usayenelisa yini ukuthi azikhudule umzimba abhotabhote
abantu kade bevele bekhala besithi upresident uhlala esemangweni kodwa ngekhaya eZimbabwe silezinduku eziningi kusukela ekuthini imali ayisitholakali abantu nxa behambe ezibhedlela ngithole umbiko ovela ekhaya owabantwana ababengene engozini emota kuthiwe kufunakala imali enganga ebo $8,500 ukuthi i-operation yenziwe. So unanzelele ukuthi thina asila health insurance eZimbabwe eyenza ukuthi wonke umuntu oseZimbabwe ethole i-health ethole impilakahle. Ungakhangela ilizwe elinjengeRwanda, wonke umuntu oseRwanda ulakho ukuthi ehambe esibhedlela ekhanyelwe. Ungakhangela eBotswana, wonke umuntu ulakho ukuthi ehambe esibhedlela ekhanyelwa esile. Kodwa akwakhathesi kwelakithi ngeke sathi sizintshantshu empilakahle ehleni yabantu, kumpilakahle yabantu. Ngakho ukuthi sibe sesithatha umongameli wethu kwesothi akahambe eyetshela omongameli bakwamanye amazwe ukuthi kungenziwa ngcono njani ukuthi abantu bethole impilakahle yinto engamanga kuhle.
Hayi, kukahle kakhulu. Ubambe khonapho ungayindawo mnumzana.
Now let's go back to Mr. Mabenge. Mr. Mabenge, of course, you know, Mr. Mugabe, whenever he's given the mic outside the country, he takes to the podium. You know, he is viewed as a hero by some. Could this be one of the reasons why, though his critics are saying that he's a dictator, there are some who say Mr. Mugabe, when it comes to world issues, speaks truth to power?
Firstly, let me just greet the other guests, the
Mr.
other
Nare.
And... Mr. Tavan Nare, hope you are doing well. Good to have you on the other end. Blessings. I don't know what truth to power the WHO would want Mr. Mugabe to speak to the world, really. If there is any truth to power that needs to be said, is about the world telling him to pass the back to somebody else who might be able to fix the crisis that he has created in Zimbabwe. So I fully understand that Mr. Mugabe thrives on controversy. Going on to the UN General Assembly podium and wading into a diplomatic spat between the US and North Korea, for instance, issues that he probably has nothing to do with, really makes him that person that people would then say he speaks truth to power. I don't know what truth to power might be in there. So in terms of this particular appointment, the WHO appointment, this appointment does not need anyone who is squaring up to the West or anyone who is, purporting to be speaking truth to power when in his own backyard he does exactly the opposite of what he's talking about. This is an appointment that would have required a person of less controversy, a person who might have gone through these issues publicly. A person who is more or less like a former head of state, a statesman. So because of the controversy that President Mugabe often has, the challenge that the WHO is going to have on this matter is that the world is going to spend more time discussing this issue rather than him actually executing this responsibility. So the world is going to spend more time talking about why Mugabe must not be the WHO goodwill ambassador. And in the meantime, nothing will be changing in and for Africa. So whether it's strategic or not for the WHO, I wouldn't know. But using people of Mr. Mugabe's stature on matters of this nature might not be really strategic. As you can see, that there is already world public outcry. Because, listen, the reality of this matter is that you cannot separate issues of development with political matters. So those that must open their mouths talking about development in Africa must know that it also links to politics. So if your politics is rotten in your own backyard, you have no moral authority, you have no moral ground whatsoever for you to open your mouth and talk about these key critical international development issues. So this is where the challenge is. This is where the biggest challenge is. It's not even just about, we spoke about him presiding over a rotten public health system. He presides over a rotten public health system. He's presiding over a moribund economy, a collapsing economy. He is even presiding over a very bad politics. So when you combine this, the sum total of these things make him unfit to really open his mouth and have people listen and listen carefully when he talks about issues around non-communicable diseases. And then lead by example. If he can't, we do hope that this appointment is going to knock sense to Mr. Mugabe. And then the first thing that he must do is to begin to use his own public health system in his own country, in Africa. Once he begins to do that, we'll forget all the other politics and we say, this is the man that the WHO has been waiting for in order for it to have its message heard in Africa. For as long as Mr. Mugabe is going to be appointed the WHO goodwill ambassador and then wake up tomorrow and go to Singapore, the WHO can sing, he can kiss goodbye to the ideas that they think that Mr. Mugabe is going to push for them in Africa. It's not going to work. Live by example for you to be a goodwill ambassador. In this instance, I don't think that that is going to happen.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the appointment of President Robert Mugabe as the United Nations World Health Organization Goodwill Ambassador for Africa, dealing with non-communicable diseases such as asthma, diabetes, and others. Of course, there is a controversy. Some are saying that Mr. Mugabe is not the right candidate, but his backers are saying Mr. Mugabe is very much capable and he deserves that honor. We want to hear your views. We have a caller. William, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. This issue, I'm very, very surprised. And I don't even know where to start. I haven't seen anywhere or anybody. Mm-hmm. You don't make someone a coach, somebody who doesn't know soccer. Mm-hmm. You have to have somebody who knows soccer, then you can say, no, this is our leader. You cannot make maybe one of the worst players in the ground being your captain. No, I haven't heard of anything of that. I don't even know. And I don't even know why the world has even decided to give somebody who is not even performing there in his own country. That's the responsibility. The next thing, when he gets sick, he just takes the next available flight. He's out of the country. His people are dying. No medicine, no whatsoever. People are just dying for simple. Now he's being made a ambassador. How? On which grounds? What were they considering when they decided to choose that man? I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs. Mm, so I think that's a very big question. So Mr. Nari, can you respond to this gentleman's concern? You know.
Yes, I think some of these things make common sense to us as Zimbabweans because we feel the pain of living in a country where we are not free. You know, we are not free to speak. We are not free to enjoy the benefits of paying tax. You know, the public health system, how it works, is basically all the citizens, they pay the taxes. And the taxes goes into the government's purse. And some of the money is allocated to education, to health, for roads and all these things. And we've been saying that in the money that Zimbabwe is generating, that money is being diverted. There are other priorities. People find it easier to buy themselves luxury vehicles, to buy themselves land so that they can reinvest for real estate. You know, and these are people in positions of authority. These are the people that have access to Forex. If you're a Zimbabwean and you're the medical emergency, you'll be having problems getting the US dollars for you to pay the doctors, for you to go and seek treatment outside. But now we then have our president appointed as, you know, the goodwill ambassador. You know, what goodwill is there? I don't know how WHO understands the goodwill. You know, we say that charity begins at home. Mm-hmm. At home right now, we're not enjoying that charity. You know, we're not enjoying that goodwill. So maybe he needs to come back and become the goodwill ambassador in Zimbabwe, first to the Zimbabweans. Then he can then go and be a goodwill ambassador in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Mr. William, are you still on the line?
I'm still there.
Yes, but there are some who respect President Robert Mugabe. You've seen him in South Africa getting a standing ovation. You know, this has happened in Nigeria and in some parts of Africa. Maybe there are some people who just understand his politics.
No, I don't think those people have the reality touch of what is really happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
If they can come to Zimbabwe and see the dire situations of our hospitals, mm-hmm. how people are surviving, how difficult life in general is, I think they can understand that no, they have made them wrong, betting a wrong horse. I think so. Because if the truth has to be said, people now that our hospitals are not functioning, mm-hmm. it's not a secret. People are paying; they are not working. You know very well that when you go to the hospital with a simple maybe medical condition, you might come back in a coughing someday. It's not a secret. Mm-hmm. The next thing we are paying tax. That money, which is supposed to pay tax, is supposed to go and help into the hospital. Mm-hmm. When you go to the hospital, they demand money upfront. Well, after demanding money upfront, you don't have that money, and that might be the end of you. That same tax money which is supposed to be used to revamp or to uplift the specialist of the hospital is now being used for private. You see somebody get a small problem, take that money, mm-hmm. fly to Singapore or wherever, and what about us who are paying that tax? Does that mean that our lives doesn't matter? Some others, maybe it's now like animal farm, some animals are more equal than others, mm-hmm. although we pretend that no, we are equal in the country. Each and every life matters. Mm-hmm. If you don't try to save that life which you say that you are a champion of, then what are you trying to save? Mm-hmm. For who? And who is for the beneficiary of who? You are the only one who is just getting these luxuries of flying on a private plane or whatever to get to the state-of-the-art hospital which was built by others. Yet in your own country, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. We don't even know when if that country will ever get back to its feet again. And we don't know, maybe by that time we'll be already dead.
Thank you so much, Mr. William. Gives you what Mr. William said. Maybe we can pose a question to Mr. Mabenge. Mr. Mabenge, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes. You heard what Mr. William said there, but ZANU-PF might say, wait a minute. The reason why things are not working well is simply because there were sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and the country. And this is what has crippled the economy.
That one is a tired argument. Even ZANU-PF themselves hardly ever use that argument these days because they know that it is a tired argument. They know that most of the restrictive measures were by the EU and many of these countries were lifted quite a long time ago and they remained targeted. So without over-diverting into that issue, I wanted to come back to this issue again and propose one or two things. So what President Mugabe must immediately do if he's going to live by what this appointment takes? And both me and the other guest, Tawang, there, agree that charity begins at home. So what President Mugabe must do is to immediately stop the trips, the numerous trips to Malaysia and Singapore, number one, and then redirect those resources into the public health system in Zimbabwe and assist with the reconstruction of that public health system in Zimbabwe for us to be able to respond better to non-communicable diseases. That would really, really be, it would be phenomenal if President Mugabe did that with immediate effect. That would assist us in terms of ensuring that those that are affected are treated. You see, we cannot only use issues such as the need to exercise, etc. I mean, that is easy for anyone to open their mouth and say, but there are people that are already, you know, affected, that need treatment. And treatment is money. It's about getting the financial resources to deal with these matters, not only in Zimbabwe, but across Africa. So, yes, we will allow him to talk about lifestyle if you can share with the entirety of Africa in terms of what has kept him alive so long. Probably it's these issues around lifestyle. So, yeah. He might share these issues around lifestyle, but he must lead by example by ensuring that he begins to redirect resources that he himself is using going out of the country back into the country so that other African leaders also, other African leaders can copy from him and begin to do the same. And then at the end of the day, we'll wake up and we'll say Africa has benefited from the appointment of President Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador for the WHO, minus that. This is just going to be one of those, you know, titular appointments. You are just appointed for the sake of being appointed. And then the next thing, you get us all into the debate around why you can't, you know, provide for your own people in your own backyard, A, B, C, D, F, G. We don't want to get into that. We are going to accept. So I've made this decision myself as I'm talking to you that I'm going to accept that His Excellency has been appointed the WHO Goodwill Ambassador and has put a solution on the table. And once he begins to do that, I am sure many people like myself will be very, very happy and will be very, very happy to say, there goes a man who really has his country at heart. There goes a man who has Africa at heart. Let's not confuse issues with the last point I want to make here. Let's not confuse issues with some of these things around Mr. Mugabe, you know, getting standing ovations in South Africa, etc. In South Africa, this must have nothing to do with the public health issues. In South Africa, for instance, when they look at him, they see a man who is the one of the last men standing who can still articulate pan-Africanism and can actually choose to ignore what is happening at his own backyard.
in order just to ululate and, you know, praise him when he talks about Pan-Africanism. But we must continue to say Pan-Africanism, yes, but let's connect it with what he is doing in his own backyard. This is why I think I have a very good proposal for him. We want to work with him as the WHO ambassador, and he must start himself by redirecting those resources back into the national public health system.
Thank you. Gibbs?
We've got Colin Snow King, who sent us a message on VOA Ndebele Facebook page. And he says, this is great for our people all over the world. And he says, I'm in Botswana. Wandile Ndlovu says, I'm watching you guys from Bulawayo. We hope you're okay, Wandile. But sicela ukuthi usithumezele umlayezelo ukuthi ulibona njani udaba lolu. Nxa singabuyela kuwe, Baba Nare. So ke, nxa konke lokhu sikhuluma ngakho, kambe ngabe ulayo umuntu emcabangeni wakho ukuthi ngabe afake lo hathi uMongameli Mgabe? Baba Nare.
Yes.
Abantu baningi kakhulu sibili ngaphandle kwalo abamkhethileyo.
Ye, ngizongazanisa sithi lo baba lapha ecingweni. Halo, ngibana esilaya ecingweni khonapho. Ye, mnumzana kunjani?
Hayi, ngikhona baba, kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Mbani ibizo?
Ibizo, ungathi mina ngishoti wathi Sam.
Yebo ke Sam. So Sam, wena ukubona njani konke khonokho ukuthi uMongameli sengokhuthula ambassador ngemkhuhlane le ethi?
Mina kuyangidanisa kakhulu, yabona, angisoze ngibe ngisaphinda ukukhuluma izikhulumi ezikalileyo. Sezasidobha kukade ngunakana, kodwa okungidanisayo ukuthi ubaba lo usekhulile. Usekhulile ubaba lo, mina kulenkulumo zoku zingigenxa ngoba sibe sakhala ngokuthi asilamaphilisi lapha emaklinika. Abantu bayagula, umuthi kayikho. Yena abe sephendule sithi, hayi, hambani liyothatha amanzi edamu licela amaphostoli alikhulekele. Uyazi loku kuyihlamba. Umuntu okhuluma njalo nomuntu omdala, uyabona kuyadanisa kakhulu ukuthi asezingekho ngani angaphatha impilakahle yethu lapha. Yena nxa egula uyaphuma ahambe, thina nxa sikhala nemithi uthi hambe ukhama ngedamu utshele amaphostoli akuqhubekele unathe uzasila. Uyabona izinto ezifana nalezo mna ziyanidanisa. Akasikhalazi asilalelayo emintwini, ngoba amatitsha angakhala ngemali uzwa sithi yena yikho. Mina ngathi itithi ngoba kayilamali. Angithi akubona. Ungakhala ngamafutha ezimota ukuthi lapha asisatholi mafutha ezimota, uyakuphendule sithi hambela le mgwaqweni kwento akuxothwa yini. Kambe umuntu onjalo wona uyambona ukuthi anganakanyela impilo yabantu.
Kunzima.
Ophendula nje akufunayo esazi ukuthi akekumenzela ukuthi bakanyakula nto ungayenza. Nakuyangidanisa kodwa abantu baningi kakhulu abalolwazi abathanda ukuthi abantu baphile kuhle, bakhona abantu khonapho ezindawo la. Yiko angazi ukuthi laba bamkhethileyo bamkhethile ngenhliziyo zabo zonke, kumbe bamkhethele ukuthi nje kube yihleli sakithi thina lapha ezindawo.
Ye, hayi, siyakuzwa-ke ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile.
So ngiyabonga kodwa ngihlala ngikhala mani. Ngihlala ngikhathi isikhathi esiningi kakhulu ukuthi ake lingifonele, kodwa alingifonele mani. Kule zinto eziningi ezihluphayo thina la.
Hayi, ngizwile, ngizathatha inombolo yakho ngikufonele. Ngibonge kakhulu.
Ye, igcine sibili
ba. Ye, isikhathi sethu sesiphelile. Sam, thank you so much baba. Ye, kunjalo futhi.
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, so I want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tavang Nare, Mr. Joy Mabenge, and also Dr. Joshua Sibanda. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.